Welcome to the 2-Minute Drill presented by University Hospitals. It's Friday, so it's time to focus on fantasy football. The Browns take on the Saints this Sunday, and there are some strong fantasy plays in the orange and brown. Let's start with the running backs, Terrence West and Isaiah Crowell. West had 16 carries for 100 yards last week in his NFL debut and takes on a New Orleans team that gave up 108 yards rushing, one touchdown, 73 yards receiving, and a touchdown to the Atlanta running backs in week one. That's a whopping 29 fantasy points. West expected to be the lead back. I think he's a strong number two running back for your fantasy teams this weekend. Now, Atlanta also had two running backs with double-digit fantasy points against the Saints in week one. Same as the Browns in week one when West and Crowell both hit double figures. I think in a deeper league, Crowell, who had just 5 carries for 32 yards and 2 scores in his NFL debut, is a deep flex play in 16-team leagues. At wide receiver, take a look at Andrew Hawkins. Hawk led the team with 10 targets and had 8 catches for 87 yards in the season opener. I think he's a PPR monster and takes on a New Orleans secondary that really struggled with the Falcons' wide receivers in week one. Atlanta had at least 4 receivers with 5 catches in the opener, 3 or more with more than 70 yards. They gave up 448 yards passing in total to the Falcons in week one, and I think Hawkins will be the team's top target. Now, my sleeper of the week in the NFL is Jake Locker, the quarterback of the Tennessee Titans. He goes up against a Dallas team that gave up 25 fantasy points per game to quarterbacks in 2013, second most in the NFL. Now, in week one, Dallas gave up 2 touchdown passes to Colin Kaepernick and have allowed 13 total passing scores in their last 5. Locker is a notorious fast starter, throwing for 266 yards and 2 touchdowns in week one against a solid Kansas City defense, and he should have his way with the Cowboys. That's the 2-Minute Drill Fantasy Focus, brought to you by University Hospitals. Keep it tuned here to ClevelandBrowns.com for all the latest news and notes as the Browns get ready for the Saints on Sunday in week 2 of the NFL.